at Bristol Motor Speedway. We are joined by our Busch Pole winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Skittles Toyota. Kyle, why don't you just take us through your pole winning run out there?
I was not real sure we were going to be able to get it there, but our guys did a great job here today bringing a fast Skittles Camry to the track and just making some good adjustments there to it through the qualifying rounds and making sure that we were staying on top of things and having a continuing to have a good piece. We got a little bit tight there in that final round, but was able to still maintain a quick enough speed in order to beat Kurt out. So he seemed to say that he missed the corner a little bit more maybe than I did, but all in all, it was a great day for the Busch brothers to be up front, and looking forward to starting a race on Sunday.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start here with Lee on the left.
How cool is it, though, to be in straight-up equal equipment to your brother? Because, it hasn't always been the case. And, Gibbs is at the top of their game. Stuart Haas Racing's at the top of their game. It's kind of like mano a mano.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see those guys having good equipment, although it's not good to see those guys having good equipment. So, obviously, just they're a force to be reckoned with each and every week. They've certainly upped their game and gotten a lot better, and those are kind of the guys that we feel like each and every week we've got to keep our eye on, and sometimes who we're chasing and sometimes who are our chasee. But, it's certainly fun to be 1-2 with the bro, and, hoping that the rest of SHR doesn't keep catching up.
We're going to go to the right to Kenny and then Jacob.
Kenny Bruce, KennyBruce.net. Kyle, what happened in the second round when he was quickest?
I was behind the 47, and so just kind of got a little bit things just kind of got a little bit congested there for a little bit. The first lap and then the second lap, we were kind of waiting on a couple guys out in front of us, and I got a little bit too close to the 47, so I actually felt like that might have hindered my speed just a little bit of being able to get through the corner as good as I needed to get through the corner. But, with making some adjustments to the car to continue to make it freer during the rounds, we still didn't do it enough.
Go to Jacob on the far right.
Jacob Seelman with Speed Sport. Kyle, Kurt was in here a minute ago and said that the relationship and kind of the on-track rivalry between you two is like a fine wine. It's gotten better with age over the years. How do you characterize the on-track battles that you've had with your brother, and how much fun is it now to be able to have a day like today where you go back and forth with him and you guys can kind of, in his words, laugh about it later?
Yeah, it was tough going years ago, obviously, for a few times, but lately I guess we've just been racing each other a little bit better. Like last week, we ran each other hard, we ran each other clean, and that was for a stage point. And then in Sonoma last year, I got out front first and was just kind of hanging on and hoping that I could continue to hold him off, who he was probably a better car and had a faster car overall that weekend. But we did our job, and so it was the first time we've ever finished 1-2, and it came at a road course, so kind of ironic with that. But overall, just keep trying to make sure that we have those good battles and make sure that they're clean battles and not ugly ones. Everybody pushes you to make you better. I don't think you need your brother to push you to make you better. I think anybody that's good at any racetrack is going to push you to make you better. You look at what Kyle Larson does here around the top sometimes, that pushes you to make you better. And what Jones did here last time running around the bottom, that pushes you to be better. So you kind of got two things pushing you to make sure that you stay on top of your game at this place. But in particular, anywhere else, Denny Hamlin obviously would push you to be better at Martinsville. And the list goes on, Jimmy Johnson at Dover. So you just got to keep fighting and keep pushing and keep trying to learn off of off your competitors and what they kind of do and making sure that you can – continue to improve.
Any additional questions? We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Your brother was in here just a few minutes ago talking about short track racing in general, and one of the things he suggested was maybe not as much contact because the fenders over time have gotten closer and closer to the tire, so just any little contact potentially creates a tire rub. It's the last thing you want because of the green flag pit stop penalty. Obviously, there was a lot of talk about Martinsville from some people about the lack of contact and only four cautions. Three were competition and two stages. Do you see something like that, that the fenders being so close to the tire over time has kind of played a contributing role in some sense, or do you view it in some other way?
I can agree with that. You look back at cars from 1998, and the front fenders just kind of started to round down, and then they stopped right at the tire tread, Same with the front. Like, they didn't curve around and actually come around and overlap the tire, if you will. So I could agree with that. But I'd also just say that we're going so fast, and everybody's learned so much about aerodynamics that anywhere you go, it's about aerodynamics. I know Denny said he knocked his nose in at Martinsville and got way tighter after he did that, you know. So it happens everywhere. As much as we don't want to say aerodynamics at Martinsville or Bristol, it's certainly a big part of it. You know, and these cars are just, they're way more fragile than they used to be too. You know, we've all tried to lighten up our cars as much as we can, and that nose cone is as light as possible, and you punch that thing in or puncture that thing and it changes your car a lot. So we all try to not do that. We all try to stay relatively unscathed as much as you can to have a good car for the end. And if it comes down to for the win, for the last few laps, that's when you can let it loose. You know, that's when you can kind of go after it, like Kurt and Ricky Craven at Darlington that time, you know. So that's my impression. I think I've always tried to continue to strive to get better at keeping my car in one piece, because I remember I had Jeff Gordon telling me years ago, man, if you ever figure out how to come back after a race with a clean right side, you're going to be tough to beat. So, you know, he was obviously one of the guys that, you know, was my mentors at Hendrick for a long time, and gave me some advice on some of that stuff. And he was right. You know, you could change your car's handling characteristics a lot by right siding it. So you tend to try not to do that.
We'll go back to Lee and then to Claire.
Saw a report you're going to be racing at Berlin. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've got the Money in the Bank 150 coming up at Berlin Raceway the Monday after the Michigan Cup race. So looking forward to returning there again. I ran there last year in that same race. It's not the Rowdy 251 like it was a few years ago. That race actually happens a little later in the year. They still run 251 laps, but the race I'm running is 150 lappers, so a bit shorter. But looking forward to it. The guys up there at Berlin Raceway are awesome to work with, and they're fun. The racetrack's fun. It's a neat characteristic of how you got to save your tires and persevere to the end. And it's also a really good payday for a weekday race that I'm available to go to. So I like to help support the local short tracks and take my super late model team out as much as I can. And we're going to go do that one.
I'm going to go to the far left to Claire.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. It's fun to see the Busch brothers starting up front. What kind of an ability do you have to bust each other's chops, and how do you feel about how both of you are so good at this racetrack? What a game it is to race here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since Kurt's won here, so I'm sure he's hungry. I'm sure he's more hungry than I am, if that's possible. But, you know, just by looking at it, just by thinking about it, you would think that way. So, you know, I would certainly like to give the opportunity to go out there and race him only for the win, and have it a Busch Brothers 1-2 all day long. But I know there's going to be plenty of other competitors that are going to have much to say about that. So we'll give it our best. But as far as a little banter back and forth, you know, I'd say we don't tend to do that much, because a lot of times we tend to have to eat our own words. So might as well just be better off keeping your mouth shut.
All right, Kyle, congratulations, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, yeah. Second time's a charm.